Blog Talk Radio.
And Doug.
Only two things are forever. Love and Liberty Mutual customizing your car insurance. So you only pay for what you need. If anyone objects to this marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace. No, Kevin, no, not today.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Nigeria. Of course, you guys know you can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation tonight. This show is dedicated to all my artists, all my authors, all of those that are saying, I have this book. Now what do I do? Or I want to write a book. How do I write this book? Or you're at a place where you just don't know what to do. I'm excited because I have two amazing individuals here that are great at what they do. I call them media moguls because they are talented in what they not only are authors, but they also are podcast hosts as well. And I am super, super honored tonight to have them. I have been sharing since I've come on the network that word power. And I want people to understand tonight what that word truly means. The P stands for position. You have to position yourself. That means you got to go to school, get you some education, whatever it is. You got to position yourself so that you can overcome those things that may come at you to hinder you from reaching that goal. You got to be a willing vessel. That means you can't just sit and wait for somebody to do something for you. You got to get up and go. You got to try. There's a scripture that I'm reminded of. It said the righteous fall seven times, but they can't fall seven times if they don't never get up. So we do that through educating, empowering, encouraging others to walk in their purpose through our resilience. It's that will in the will that won't let us give up, that won't let us quit, that won't let us throw in the towel no matter what come at us, domestic violence, sexual assault, molestation, whatever the case may be, we're determined that we can't give up. It's that power that's on the inside of us, and we've all been given that power. I'm reminded of that in Genesis 2 and 7. I'm excited tonight. I have two amazing people here tonight. Before I bring my guest on, I want the International Hall of Fame DJ and producer, lifetime achiever, Brother O, to play us a track. And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce these amazing queens that are walking in their purpose. Brother O. Keep yourself cool if you can. James Brown by our honeybee DJ Olasky. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Join the conversation by pressing 1. I want y'all to chime in on tonight. This is for all those authors that been complaining, those that have those books and don't know what to do next. I have two amazing individuals that I tell you, I ran across these two in the midst of the pandemic, and we had the opportunity to come off of social media and actually sit down. I'm looking forward to 2023 and all that God has in store for us. But I'm excited tonight because I'm going to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves, to tell you a little bit about their journey, how did they get here, and then we're going to dive into how they can help you. Because we want y'all to be able to call in tonight and ask those questions that are burning, those questions that you want to ask about what you can do to go to the next level and how you can recession-proof yourself as an author. Because you are a business. Now that you are an author, you are a business. I want to bring up my guests. I need to find out if they're in the building. Dr. Tracy, are you in the building?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on this evening.
Welcome. Coach, you in the building. Coach Dan,
you already know I'm here. You already know I'm here. No voice at all. I am in the building here, showed up, present, and accounted for.
Yes.
Well, welcome. I welcome you guys to Walk in Purpose with Angela on tonight. I'm excited to have you guys here. I tell you, it's always a good time to be amongst you guys. I'm going to allow Coach Dale to introduce herself and share with the audience a little bit about who she is and how did she get here really quick.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Deborah Franklin. First, I want to thank you for letting me come on tonight, and I want to apologize. Well, circumstances beyond my control, this pilot is killing a sister over here. So I apologize for my voice, but, you know, we still have to show up when we are invited to come on. And my journey started a long time ago, you know, not really knowing who I was. But once I figured out who I was and whose I was, my life definitely made a change. Ergo, being the founder, which led to me being the founder of Church Girl CEO and the Church Girl CEO Foundation. We are just, my main missions in life is education as well as doing missions internationally and locally, being able to be a help to someone that's in need. And to start out writing my first book was really a therapeutic session for me to figure out that, you know, that it was okay and that I was not the only one that dealt with verbal abuse as a child, because a lot of times we thought, oh, that's just somebody saying something, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, but that's a lie. So I learned to rise above that lie and be able to help other women to tell their stories and to help them develop them into multiple levels of multiple streams of income. And that's it for me.
All right.
Dr. Tracy, how did you get here?
They told me.
Dr. Tracy?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. I got to this place because they told me no. So, as a writer, I was always writing growing up, and one of the things that I used my writing for was my therapy. You know, we grew up in a time where we always heard what happens in this house stays in this house, but that didn't always help the situation. So I wrote everything down, every experience, every situation, every overcoming journey. And so when I became old enough, I submitted my writing so that it can be approved. And when they told me no, it was a traditional publishing company. And when they told me no, I was dedicated to going back to school, to getting the trade, getting the knowledge so that I can become a publisher, so that I can help other individuals learn this process and to be all that I could be in this process as a publisher as well as an author. I've written 43 books of my own. I am the founder of Black Authors Rock. We are a full-service coaching, consulting, publishing firm, as well as bookstore, as well as having Purposeful Publishing and Consulting even before that. And so I go way back. You know, they call me the OG in the publishing industry. And I look forward to being of assistance to everyone who has a story within them and just needs to get it out.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I know your journey has not been easy, but we're here tonight because we want to be a blessing to others. We have come to the conclusion that we all three of us do the same thing, but we do it different. You know, we've all been called to it different, but we kind of do the same thing. And where others look at us and they're like, how do these ladies work together like that? We're here to break the stigma. We're breaking barriers. We're breaking stigma because we're also brown women in media. And I want you guys to really dive deep into the services that you offer so that when individuals begin to call in, they'll know, you know, what you offer so that you will be able to assist them. Because I know that earlier I was doing a live and I had some individuals asking some questions. So I told them to bring those questions on tonight so that you guys can answer those questions. Because I know that you all at a point to where y'all just wanted to give back to the community. I hear Coach Deb, she has a nonprofit and she's doing missions. That is definitely one of her passions. I definitely want her to share a little bit about that, if she can.
Sure. Always can share about missions. We just came back from our official first, was our second mission trip, but this is the first one that we were able to really go in and do the work, and we were in Nairobi, Kenya. We were able to visit two orphanages, with schools as well as two women's groups. And so what we will be doing with that right now in the village or slash town that we visited, we're currently working on the project of helping them with digging a well for water for the community, because if you are unfamiliar, their seasons are opposite of ours. Like now we're getting ready to go into fall and winter, they're getting ready to go into spring and summer. So the seasons are just, I like to say the seasons are backwards. So they're getting ready to go through, I guess, what you call a drought season. So the water will be limited. So we're going to be assisting with that. And it was just amazing to see what they do with little. We complain about what we do with much. And what we, so many things that we take for granted, just clean water, being able to go to the bathroom and flush, being able to just go into the laundry room and throw your laundry into the washing machine and dryer. Yeah, I said it, washing machine and dryer, not washing machine and got to go hang it out on the line or hang it over your porch. And everything is really community and not by choice. So just to see those things and being able to just see the smiles on their faces from the little we were able to do, because we call this mission trip our Caleb mission, because we went to go see and went to go feel out the land and see what all we could do to be of assistance. And then a lot of times people have said, well, y'all are doing things internationally, but what are y'all doing locally? So what we are doing locally, we are giving scholarships to young ladies that are graduating from high school, either be a book scholarship, going to a four-year college, or a technical school. Because regardless of where you go to school, you have to have books. So those are the contributions that we're doing with our foundation. And y'all, we're only 2 years old, and we've accomplished so much. We were able to give two scholarships last year to two high school seniors, as well as we were able to reach over 500 families when we were in Kenya. And that's pretty much it for that I can think of on the mission trip. Did you have a specific question about it?
No, I just really just wanted to, people to know what you do and what you were doing to impact. And what line of work are you in?
That's a loaded question. Because I have, by day, this is what I like to tell everybody, by day I am an educator. I do teach high school, which is amazing. I love it, but it is time for me to depart. And I know that's part of, no, let me take that all the way back. I've always had a heart for education. I feel that everybody can learn no matter what their disability is. It's all about finding what makes them happy and showing them how what makes them happy can relate to them on their educational journey. So that's one thing that I do. And then by night, I'm also a publisher. Just like Dr. LaTracy, but I also, my main thing about what I want to talk about tonight is that we said to recession-proof your business or recession-proof you as an author. Well, I want to speak from the perspective of you need a media coach. You need a publicist. Yes, you can do it on your own, but and you could take some lessons on how to do it for yourself, but you also need to start looking at getting help and building your team. And no, it does not have to break your break, but you need to know what to do and what to say and how to say it when you do show up, because, y'all, the day of just sitting behind, pushing the book out, selling it out of your trunk, it still works, but that's not all. Podcast, they need to hear your voice, but you also need to know how your voice is supposed to sound when you get out there in these good media streets attempting to showcase you as a person, as well as an author, and most of all, your piece of literature that you have put in your blood, sweat, and tears to get published out to the world.
Wow. You said some powerful things right there. Dr. Tracy, what's your take?
My take is being authentic to oneself. Being a publisher, being an author, we're talking about recession-proofing our business. Just like Deborah said, we got together in the middle of a pandemic. And we're making sure that not only is one of us in this equation, but all of us win. So even though during the day I'm full time, I working for other individuals because I want to see everyone win. And so when a person says, well, wait a minute, well, how can I be full time as an author or as a publisher? Well, I can show you how. And we make sure, the three of us, we make sure that each and every one of us win. So while we're in the midst of everything that's going on, if Deborah has something going on or if Angela has something going on, we're sharing it. We're supporting it. We are pushing it. Why? Because we would like to be the examples that you all emulate. We're not perfect, but we are out here supporting individuals right where they are in their writing journey, whether they've already published the work or not, and they are making themselves successful because we're going to support you. Deborah mentioned about having that support. It can be any of us. If working with my company, Black Authors Rock, doesn't fit for you, that's fine. I know how to connect you with Deborah and her team. I also know if we don't have the answer for you, the Queen of Collaboration can bring forth a whole lot of, you know. So that's what we do. On my part, we're hosting a writer's workshop. That was the first thing in our strategic plan that we wanted to do with Black Authors Rock, both virtually as well as in person here in Madison, Alabama. Because we want individuals to know how to properly write their books and make money from it. There are so many people right now that are in between jobs. We saw when COVID hit, people lost jobs, people got sick. you know, if they had insurance on their job, they lost that. All of those things can happen. So to recession-proof yourself, we're starting from the foundation, the Writer's Workshop, because we want to show you that writers aren't broke. As long as you have a book, you can go and you can sell that book anywhere. Be strategic on how you move out here in the social media streets. Make sure that you're promoting, you're not overselling, that you are building a relationship. And if you've already written your book, it is the time for you to go back through your book and create multiple streams of income from that one book project so you can keep the residual income coming in. So
you said something, you just said something that a lot of people probably – it probably went over their heads and they didn't get that. You said multiple streams of income from a book. How is that possible? Because I got a book, it's not selling. I got a book, it's on Amazon, it's not selling. How do I get it to sell? That's a lot of people's question. You know, they don't see the multiple streams of income. So we're going to go to this track. And when we come back from this track, we're going to talk about those multiple streams of income and how we can generate multiple streams of income. And then we're going to talk about some of these projects that you guys have coming up.
trying to be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby. Even though it's a cold world, baby, but you know deep down inside that I do love you. I know I sound strange, but I really mean it. We're gonna make it this time, baby.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. Of course, you guys can call in at 56453-9133. Make sure you press that 1 to join the conversation. We actually have caller number 1 in queue. Caller number 1, if you can tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my tribal name is Huni Bakatun. And my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Actually, I've been upgraded, so it's Master Tar, Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, Mama God?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Look, I'm loving this. Nothing like the feminine energy from women of God, and we're talking about business. And you already know how we talk. We know it's time for us to take the whole thing back over. And, you know, when it comes to business, that's one of the things that have been shying away from. I just want to add this up. It's amazing what y'all sharing with us tonight, because I've been noticing, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but even on the cell phone and stuff like that, a lot of those old ones are coming back out, like your Tony Robbins and Anthony Robbins, all these people who's been capitalizing off of what you is talking about tonight and have been talking about. But the only thing about it, we don't do it enough to support ourselves and each other. See, once we start to do that and start to recirculate the currency, and that's exactly what it is, like a current, we got to start not only supporting you, me, and everyone that we know, because we need our help more than anyone else. And it shouldn't be like pulling teeth. It should be, you know, we should want to be able to invest in ourselves and each other. Everybody else do it. I just want to take time to do that. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that, because I oftentimes tell people, you know, sometimes we got to sow what we looking for, what we trusting and believing, what we wanting for ourselves. We got to sow that in other people, because sometimes ours ain't coming just right then. So we got to learn how to sow into other people.
Let me ask you something. Can Magic Man sow into you right now?
Sure.
I want to give you some good news. All right. Congratulations, Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 40th all-time. You ran out of all of your 30s. You're with the 4-0 now. You know. So let me read it over. I had to throw that in there. Congratulations, Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 40th all-time third Darlene Lawrence championship, honoring our late Hall of Fame. So you already know the Magic Man. You know,
Like, I'm over here like in awe. Like, wow. Like, ladies, do y'all know what just happened?
The energy that y'all are sharing tonight is really, really a wake-up call. So, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a pre-advertising. You already know that when your show ends, mine begins tomorrow. And I'll be doing part 2 of a 3-part series, Mission Planet Earth, right? And I'll be speaking about traveling souls and disembodied spirits. So when your show ends, mine begins at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host of We Will Aware You, okay?
And who are you?
Who am I? I'm the Magic Man.
Yes. Magic Man in the room.
Yes, indeed. International Hall of Famer. Soon to be Lifetime Achiever, two-time Anna Waddell Award winner for the 2018 and 2020. But, you know, that's me tomorrow, and I appreciate the love. But, look, I want to get to more of that. Hey, look, set that up. I definitely want to be a part of that book thing. You know, set it up whether it's online or in person. But, you know, COVID is over, so we need to gather in person. You know, we're at our best when we gather in person. Okay? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put that thought out there.
Thank you. I will see you tomorrow. And thank you for stopping by and sharing, like always. Thank you, Brother Hooney. I tell you, I'm truly blessed. Y'all ladies know what just happened.
Congratulations.
It's elevated, baby.
Congratulations to you guys. Thank you for being a part of this. I thank Brother O for this opportunity and for people to even chime in to want to hear what we have to say on tonight. But I want to move on with the conversation because there are some people out there, you know, we coming out of COVID, they saying it's a recession, but I want people to know that if we stop spending, if we don't sow into ourselves, nobody else is going to sow into us, and the economy is going to stop. So we can't not sow. So I want y'all to share tonight how we can get those residual incomes flowing, and how we can get those seven screens of income that they say we need to have going. How we can make some money off our books. Please tell me, because I got some. I got a new one that's dropping on September the 1st. So please tell me. I'm a newbie. Show me how I can make some money from my book. Who want to teach me tonight?
Well, first of all, to even make money on your book, you got to change your mindset about money. You have to start to manifest the wealth that you desire, because we can't get what we can't see. And so many times people have books on themselves that are collecting dust because they don't see it as a money maker. They see it, hey, let me just get this away. Let me just do this. No, there is a stream of income because the Bible tells us that our gifts shall make room for us. And that writing that book is part of your gift and part of who you are. So you have to start to look at it is that I'm going to manifest the wealth that is connected to this book. Now, another thing that you said that was key is that, oh, I'm on Amazon. I'm on this. Yeah, you can be. That's cute. But if you're brand new, Amazon is not going to yield you the type of wealth that you're looking for. And plus, Amazon does not help you make your dollar back. Guess what Amazon is doing? They're taking part of your profits plus taking your client list. You don't get that client list. You can't get residual income if you're not able. Well, you can, but you can't get real residual income unless you're able to reconnect with those people that purchased your book. And now you do that is that they purchase it from you. So that is those are a couple of ways to start to bring in or yield the amount of income that you would like for your book. But the main thing is that you have to change your mindset about money and abundance.
Wow. That's powerful. We got caller number two, Q. Caller number two, if you know where you're calling from and your name, please. Caller number two.
Hi. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Rachel Quigley, and I am calling from Indiana, and I am actually surprised I'm caller number two. I was just enjoying listening to you ladies talk. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, thank you for pressing one. Do you have any questions for us tonight?
Well, I was actually listening to what you were saying about Amazon and how that they are taking your client list and how you can't essentially, they really do take a massive amount of the profit out of any sales that you have. It's ridiculous. You put all the effort into the book, and you're only grossing about 30% of what you are selling your book for. That's not including the printing cost. So what are some steps to start being able to publish independently, and do you ladies have resources available on any websites or anything like that that could help someone give give them direction to take their book from Amazon to a private publishing frontier. And I'm talking about companies that print or even more reasonable marketing tactics, not just paying for the Amazon ads. Word of mouth is nice, but it only gets you so far. Those are kind of my two big ones right now.
And who want to tackle that? Okay. Who want to go first?
Rachel, you asked a lot, and I'm going to break it down as much as I can remember. This is Dr. LaTracy with Black Authors Spot. So even though I teach that Amazon is not your publisher, I would like to reiterate that Amazon is a great resource for writers, whether new or old. Why? Because Amazon is one way of diversifying your market. So what we teach at Black Authors Rock, we teach individuals how to diversify not only their publishing, but also their printing. So most people go with Amazon because it's free, quote unquote. You see my fingers in the air. Yes, it's free because people look at it as, oh, I can publish my book and not pay anything, or, oh, I can publish my book and be a self-published author. But they're not looking at, one, the ISBN and the limitations that happen within there. Two, they're mm-hmm. not looking at the fact that because their items are on Amazon, there are so many other items on there that you are getting swallowed up. So with yep. that being said, we do offer that service. We do offer those free resources as well to give you different options for publishing. We also offer our virtual and in-person marketing opportunity to help individuals not only take over our platform, get your press release and your inquiry letter written, your support when it comes down to radio, print, magazine, as well as our podcast. Not only ours, but just like being on this broadcast, we have joint ventures with not only these two ladies, but also other marketers so that you can get the word out about your book. You have to learn how to build relationships with individuals. And the three of us as media moguls have done that, and our market is international. So all three of us have a magazine. All three of us have written books. All three of us know of other publishers, other podcasts. We have our own podcast, both on radio, TV, and abroad. So that is another way for authors to keep a lot more of their money. I recommend getting your own site. Yes, you can use PayHip. What is it? Gum? Is it Gumroad? We have a full. Yes, we have a full resource when you join Black Authors Rock community on Facebook. You answer those questions and you get your email put into the system, and we send you the resource guide. And on that resource guide, it you can diversify your sales, your distribution, your publishing, all of those different things. And then we also have a book available, which is a guide to help you with all of those same things that expound on it. So it's a lot of free resources, but we've done a lot of the legwork so that you don't have to. And I know I said a lot, so if you want to reach out, feel free to. We can set up a free consultation so that we can sit down and figure out right where you are and right where you want to be and create that strategy for you. And then we can go from there with the services that we offer. But a lot of people, they just limit themselves to just Amazon. There are multiple different ways, whether you're an author or you want to start your own publishing company. Now, let me put a pin in there. A lot of people say, oh, I want to start my own publishing company, or, oh, I have my own publishing company. You have to be leery of that, because just because you say you are does not mean that you have the proper resources, knowledge, and know-how to do so. anyone can go and get an LLC or a sole proprietor and start a business. Anyone can go and pay taxes on their books. And I recommend that authors pay taxes on their books because it's income. But at the same time, there are proper ways that you have to set things up, and a lot of people just don't know how. And then they call themselves publishers. So I, myself, would not get on a broadcast with individuals that I don't trust. But if the three of us, and I know that you've worked with Deborah before, but if the three of us are not the people that you want to work with, we also have other people that we can refer you to. So just know that they're vetted, and just learn the people in the industry and learn how to diversify your products, starting with your own website.
And that's
you said
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Even with a website, if you can't even, I'd like to share with people, even if you don't have a full website, and I know this sounds a little crazy sometimes because a lot of people's like, what's the difference between a website and a landing page? You can, a lot of times you can afford the landing page because the landing page is just like a one-pager kind of situation where people can learn about who you are, what your book is about. They can purchase right then. And another thing that Dr. LaTracy was saying is that we have resources for pretty much everything that you're looking for. And we know that word of mouth, it goes so far, but sometimes we got to make sure that our mouth is the loudest one that people are hearing. I know when I did my first book, people said, if you talk about editing one more time, I promise you, everywhere I went, I talked about the same book over and over and over and over again until it just picked up sales. And the other piece is that we have to walk in confidence and in power. We have to believe from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet that we have to believe that everything that we say out of our mouth about what we represent is gospel, because when we doubt ourselves, then no one else is going to believe in what we're doing. We have to stand flat-footed and firm on our beliefs and be authentically who we are and not self-doubt, because usually when we let self-doubt come into the situation, then we're self-sabotaging because we can't get, but that also goes with being coached for media, because you can't go on an interview and say, well, I don't know if anybody's going to want to buy my book. No, the question should be, I need you to know where to buy my book. I need you to write in right now, buy my book. I will autograph it for you and put a special note in there for everyone that purchases my book today. That means that you're speaking with authority. You're speaking with power, and you're giving them a real call to action, and not one time that you doubt your book or say anything doubtful about yourself. You have to show up positive and authentically of who you are to see that increase.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I hope they're catching this. I hope they're catching this. We got caller number three in queue. Caller number three, if you can state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Shantae, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey Shantae, how are you?
So I'm just so excited to be on this call tonight. You ladies have said so much, and I'm like so excited right now because that's definitely what I'm struggling with, the marketing. I'm working, just wrapping up my fourth book, and it's like my first three that I've published have been just on Amazon, but they're not really selling, and I need help. So I'm definitely excited to be on this call to see how I can, you know, go further and get my work out there, because I know that's what God has given me to do, you know, to be able to inspire and encourage people with what he's given me to share. So I'm definitely enjoying the information provided and look forward to speaking with you ladies to see how I can definitely get my work out there so that, you know, the voice that God has given me is heard.
I have a suggestion for you because, I'm sorry, we just talking. I'm so sorry, y'all. But I do have a suggestion for you. You are in Houston. I'm originally from Houston. So H-Town is truly in the house and represented. There is a Black Authors, check out the Black Authors Book Fair. I know a couple of years ago it was, I forget where it was held, but you need to check and see if they're still in operation because I know that that is like a great platform for new authors to get people to know who they are. Because my cousin did her children's book there, and it just skyrocketed just from that event because so many people attended and were, you know, attend the book fair. And it's a great way to meet other local artists right there in the city to get your visibility up.
Yes. And, Shantae, we have a couple of authors on the platform that's from that area, too, as well. So we definitely can get some networking going on and get some collaborating going on and see how we can make some things happen. I had someone reach out to me the other day that wants to be an ambassador for AALAC in Houston. So definitely we can connect. I actually know Shantae. She's done a couple of collaboration projects with me. So, she has an amazing testimony. And she's actually from Georgia, Coach Deborah.
All right, two guys. I had a little feedback in the line now. So I want you ladies to stay still on this podcast. I really appreciate it. All right, we're going to go ahead and play another track, and we're going to come back right here on Walking in Purpose, y'all. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. I tell you, I've truly been enjoying tonight. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show on tonight. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We have caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, if you could state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. And I'm calling to get a shout out to Angela, you know what I'm saying? We out here doing it big on WBNN, you know what I'm saying? And this topic is real tonight. The topic is very, very, very real tonight. And I just wanted to tap in briefly. And I wanted to let people know this because I admire all peace, shout out to all the authors out here that, you know, that's trying to get, you know, get their name out here and allow people to know what's going on with their lives or other people's lives or anything interesting that they might want to talk about in these books. Right. So I got a few pieces of advice. The first piece of advice is this, you know what I'm saying? You know, target your market before you even get to start writing anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, build up a rapport with your people. You know what I mean? Build up a rapport with people with subject matter, things you may want to speak on, things, whether it's things about yourself, whatever it may be, things that interest other people. You know what I'm saying? Things that you know for sure that these people are interested in. Before you even gather your words and your paragraphs to put together in the book and publishing any of these things. The second part is this. Join these book clubs. Get into these groups. Take a full advantage of your social medias. You know what I'm saying? There's a million groups out here. You get in the groups that people who read books, who read novels. You know what I'm saying? Instead of wasting all your time, you know, taking selfies. You know what I'm saying? Boom! Get these likes and all these different types of comments going in these book groups. These are your fans. These are the people who are going to buy your books because these are the people who look for new books to read all the time, folks. You have to market the readers. You know what I'm saying? You can't really impose what you want people to read on your family and your neighbors and your relatives and your coworkers. These are people that know you. You know what I'm saying? So you know, sometimes we got to step outside of the realm of support and find fans, find people who are actually interested in who you are and what you do, not because they know you. You know what I'm saying? The people who know you, we know you. They know us. You know what I'm saying? So we got to reach outside of the box, people. Find the people who are interested in these things. They want to read these things that do not know you. These become your fans, folks. But I just wanted to spill that, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, you know what I'm saying? Check your satellites, folks.
All right. Angie, are you there? Sometimes, you know, she falls out of the spirit, guys. You know, she falls out of the spirit, lady. You know what I mean? That's where we could not hear you. That's why I'm on. We could not hear you. All right.
Yeah, I'm steady saying hello. I don't know what's going on. But never, I think Claire won for always supporting. He's a new host here on the network, and he's always supporting, always something positive. So thank you, Claire One. We actually have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Nicole, Lady Laureate from out of Charlotte. Hey, Miss Sandra, Little Queen, collaboration to all the guests, one love. I just want to say awesome show tonight. And thank you for the wealth of information, because all the last 3 questions are questions that I wanted to know, you know, because one of my books been on Amazon for 7 years, the longest, and I'm the same way with marketing. But you all answered a lot of my questions, so I thank you. Awesome show, Queen.
Yes, I tell people all the time that we have to stay relevant no matter how much you think that you oversharing, you overdoing this. You have to stay relevant because somebody may have missed what you shared 5 minutes ago. Somebody may have missed it. So I tell people, stay relevant, share as much as you want to share. I don't think too much is too much. Not when it comes to my livelihood and me making money from my books. And we were going to get into the different streams of income and how we can make revenue off of our book, but we have so many callers calling in, and I want to get these callers' questions. Nicole, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Nicole, if you would, before you leave, I want you to share a little bit about yourself, this amazing event that you have coming up in October, that I'm going to be one of your speakers. If you would briefly share about that before you go.
Okay. All right. So my name is Nicole, N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams. I'm also known as Doll Lady Laureate. I am the president of the Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls chapter out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I am a domestic violence advocate, political awareness, prison ministry representative. And this on October 15 here in Charlotte, I will be having a Purple and Pearls Quintessence collaborations with the Queen City Dolls and also my new foundation, Devoir Collaziette, which is a domestic violence organization. And Miss Angela is going to be one of my five female queen speakers. And I can't wait. I mean, the tickets, if everybody wants, it's on Eventbrite, and it's going to be October 15 here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's called Purple and Pearls Quintessence, Quintessence. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. I am on Facebook under Nicole, N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams, and you can see Doll Lady Laureate under my name.
Well, thank you for always supporting and stopping by. We have caller number six in queue. Caller number six, if you could state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, peace and blessings, Angela. And peace and blessings to your guests.
How are you?
Doing fine. And I just want to thank you for your guests and the information that they have given us. And I want to thank you for all that you do. And, you know, this is Sister Bessie the Truther from the front porch calling to get my support.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Sister Bessie is a new author. She has a book out. She's actually going to be on my show. She's going to be one of the 122 authors that I'm going to be showcasing through Aspiring Authors Magazine. For those that do not know, me and these amazing ladies, all of us have magazines because we truly believe in showcasing and bringing awareness to our brown community. And we take these magazines and use them as an outlet. So Sister Bessie is going to be a part of my platform and have the opportunity to help her promote her book. Sister Bessie, is there any questions that you may have for these ladies that you may have thought of? That you may have not asked me, that you want to ask them.
I have one question. If you publish a book and you have a contract, and if the contract is a year, is the book, according to the contract, supposed to return to the author after that year? And do you know anything about how to go about that?
Who wants to tackle that?
From the from a different perspective, it depends on what's in that contract. Because some contracts, it will tell you if you're published by another company that they own the rights to the book and the content. So it all depends on what's in that contract and how it's set up. And I'll flip it over and throw it over to Dr. Latrice.
So you're saying that the person that published it still can hold on to your book?
Absolutely, depending on what's in that contract.
Okay. All right.
So, and this is Dr. with Black Authors Rock. To piggyback on, my name is Dr. Tracy, and I'm with Black Authors Rock. A lot of people receive a contract and they get excited. because they have opportunity to work with the company. One of the things that I strongly recommend is that when you receive a contract, whether it is with publishing, your phone bill, light bill, even your car insurance, read it thoroughly and get a second set of eyes on it, because a lot of times whoever wrote that contract made it for their best interest, not yours. And it also depends on the type of contract that you have as an author. Some publishers hold the rights regardless. Some say that within that first year, you don't get any royalties. So it's so many different factors that can take into play, and we can't really give you that answer by not looking at it. And I would not recommend either myself, and I'm speaking for Deborah too, to look at it. I would recommend connecting with a lawyer to make sure, you know, the ramifications of your contract if you're not sure.
And I concur.
Yes.
Yeah, and I do too.
Thank you.
We are in agreement on that. yes. So we were talking about streams of income and how we can generate income around books, because people don't realize that when we become an author, some of us get these books and they just sit on the shelf. And they think because they have it up on Amazon or Blurb or whatever platform they're using, that it's just going to make them millions of dollars and they're just going to happen overnight. And not so in most cases. How can we generate income? How can we generate that stream of income that we're trying to get? Because
I would suggest, I have a couple suggestions. One is that, especially for, I'll speak to ministers that may be listening in, and you've written a book and you're like, I put it on Amazon, I put it on all these different platforms. Well, that's fine, good, and dandy that you have it on the platforms. But number one, we said this before, clearly you're not making any sales. Secondly, what you'd have to do is every time you go to speak somewhere or to minister somewhere, that you have your books with you and you use your platform not as a selling tool. Well, it is. There's no other way to say it. But you're going to have to tell people about your book, first of all, because they don't know. And a lot of times because you're on these big platforms, you're buried. But you have to start telling people about your book. Everywhere you go, keep books in your pocket. Keep them with you. Number two is that I think Dr. Tracy alluded to this earlier, is that you can create not only speaking opportunities, but start doing workshops around your book. I'll use this for an example. I wrote a book of the prayer of Jabez in the marketplace, but I didn't do anything with it. A lot of people are shocked that I even wrote it. But what I did, I did it, but then I had like four other clients going on, so I didn't get a chance to really promote it. But it started selling on Amazon because people were doing researches on that title. So that was kind of a little something. But now I'm getting ready to do a different situation, and I'm using this as an example, and I'm telling a lot of my business to create a workshop around the Prayer of Jabez in the marketplace, but it's going to be the book for the thing, but that's not the name of the workshop. So you can start creating different workshops, different classes, or even online sessions. If you're on Facebook, you can create like a paid event, even if you got them to only pay $5 to come and let you teach them about it. You can develop courses around your book and speaking engagements around your book. Those are like two things that I would suggest that I can suggest right now. Dr. LaTracy?
All right. Well, I'm going to give y'all this tea because I'm about to teach on it tomorrow, virtually as well as in person. So I tell people all the time that writers are not broke. You not only can have a book, a journal, an e-book, an audio book, a stage production, film, conferences, workshops, webinars, events, open mics and poetry, training programs, coaching, paid article writing, curriculum, and so much more. When a person writes a book, I don't care if you just wrote just one chapter in an anthology, you can break that down to so many different ways to make money that you can't say, oh, I'm broke. And see, let me give you a little tidbit. When you have a chapter in an anthology, you have to also pay attention to those contracts as well, because that is your intellectual property. And it does not give anyone else the right unless you sign over your rights. You can utilize that chapter and create multiple streams of income from that chapter. So there's no reason for you to be broke. I don't care if you put your link to your book, not the link to Amazon, because you're not getting paid. The link to your book in your signature line on your cell phone, in your signature line on your email, in your signature line when you do a proposal. Everybody should hear about your book. Everybody. We went to the store, my daughter and I, and she's an author of two books. I bring her books with me everywhere we go. I will put her book up on the counter, on the shelf, and take a picture. Why? If I'm spending my money in this store, I promise you we're going to have some content. There's ways around making multiple streams of income, because the people that you work with are going to want to have your content, especially if you have a following. Borrow, pay, or link up with someone to get that way out there so that you can tell people about your book. Don't sit at home and be broke. It's time to pay bills again, whether it's rent or mortgage. You still need to pay for it. So sell your book.
And we got to stop sitting down on these gifts anyway, because we just sit and think something's going to fall out the sky. We got to get up and move and make some things happen. We got to get out. We got to network. You know, we post in these groups. But are you doing lives? Are you engaging? Are you interacting with people? Are people getting to know you? Because I've had people tell me that if I printed books with nothing in the inside, they would still buy. Now, that's getting to know me and not the book. So are you doing that to your – are you getting to know your people that support you, your followers, your supporters? We have a track from international DJ legend, Brother O, and we'll be right back.
Roland, I know you got soul. One, two, three, hit it. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. I know you got soul. Hey, if you didn't, you wouldn't be in here. I know you got soul. I know you got the feeling.
Welcome back. Welcome back to WBNN Walk in Purpose with Angela. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed my special guest on tonight and everyone that has called in and chimed in on tonight. It is that time. It is that time for us to gather our final thoughts. I want to ask the women to share their final thoughts before we go into Ngozi time. To start with Coach Deb, what are your final thoughts for those that are tuned in tonight?
My final thoughts would be to end this, to recession proof what you're doing as an author is to start walking in integrity, walking with power, and walking with the knowledge and the know-how within yourself that you are a winner and that you deserve to be in this place, and that your words have power, and that you are the voice that someone else needs to hear. And if you never get out and share it, no one will hear it. And you want to be able to show someone that, because if you did it, they can do it too. Be that voice of inspiration, and always be there to give someone else that helping hand, that whether you got it yourself, whether you got a helping hand or not, always be ready to help someone else reach their next level.
Wow, powerful, powerful. Dr. Tracy? Dr. Tracy?
I'm sorry, it was on mute. Be authentic and give people the same grace that you would like to receive in return, whether you're an author, a publisher, a promoter, anything. We're all out here on our own personal journeys, but we're not on an island and we need each other. So just give people the same grace that you would like others to give to you.
Wow. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed this show on tonight. And I tell people, you have to be the change that you want to see. So be that change. Brother O, it's in Ngozi time.
Well, one thing I want to say, I've been blessed tonight with these young ladies who have shared a lot of jewels. Now, if you want to choose to hearken, not just listen, but really hearken and receive it, then you'd be better for it. But don't be a punk or a sucker and continue to let people use you. Get the knowledge, get the information. They said what they said. I don't need to say what they said. You heard what they said. Congratulations to Angela Thomas Smith tonight on her 40th WBNN All-Time Connection record right here. This young lady has done a lot in little more than 2 years with the network, and we're so proud of her and all the things she do internationally and around the corner from her block. Okay, the same people she helps around her neighborhood is the same people she helps over there in Nigeria. She's just a wonderful spirit, and we're so glad to have her. And she's also a former commissioner of our network. We're real proud of her. Congratulations, Angela. And, of course, tomorrow night right here at WBNN, the young man that you just heard earlier, his name is the Magic Man Haru Huni Vakatun, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect. And tomorrow night his show will be We Will Aware You right here, Studio A in beautiful downtown Lagos. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. And of course, and that's, you know, we call it GUT, GMUT America, okay? But 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here are the storied that you've been in. Now, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. You can reach us at Pinterest. You can reach us at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Of course, Ola Dumbe Malay when goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. That goes with my and gmail.com. I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dumbe Malay when goes. He's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Now back to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith for her final thoughts tonight.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Everyone that tune in on a constant basis to support what we do. Thank you, Brother O, for allowing us this opportunity. I'll see you guys in 4 weeks. I love you. And guess what? There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Y'all be safe.